This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Meseches Yevamos, Daf Ayin Vav. Tonight's blot is Ayin Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara de Shaila, they asked from Reb Sheshes, is a Kohen. We know a Kohen can't marry a Geyoras, but what if the Kohen is a Petzua Daka? Does the fact that the Kohen is a Petzua Daka, does that make him lose his status of being a Kohen? And Rav Shesha said, well, a Petzua Daka Yisrael is allowed to marry a Nesina. Now, how could the Petzua Daka Yisrael marry a Nesina? What about Lois Sischatin Bam? And ultimately, the Gemara says, Lois Sischatin Bam. The Gemara says, Petzua Daka Yisrael can marry in a sin. Now, if a Petzua Daka remains in its kedusha, it's lois sischatin bam. It says lois sischatin bam. So Rava said, the reason why you can't marry a guy is not because of kedusha, it's because you're going to have a child, and the child is going to worship Avodah Zarah. Now, once the Isser of Lois Sischatin Bam is only an Isser when there's only an Isser Dairaisa when they are Goyim. But when they convert, there is no Isser Dairaisa of Lois Sischatin Bam. It's only Isser Drabbanan, and Drabbanan were only Goyzer where you're capable of producing a child. So Rava is of the opinion that the Isser of Lois Sischatin Bam is only applicable when a Gentile converts, but the Isser, of Lois Sischatin Bam is only when they're Goyim, but not when they convert. That was how Rava understood the Isser of Lois Sischatin Bam originally, that it's an Isser Bigiyusan, and then Rava retracted on that. Hadar Amar Rava, the Gemara says, that's not correct. When they are goyim, you can't say lois sischatin bam because there's no chasnos. It's not possible to have a marriage when they are goyim. So the isser of lois sischatin bam, Rava says, is dafka in isser when they've converted. And yet, a petzua daka could marry a nesin. Why would that be? It must be because a petzua daka loses its kedusha. And therefore, a Kohen who's a Petzua Daka should be able to marry a Geyoras. In other words, Rav is going back and forth regarding the Isser of Lois Sischatin Bam. He initially thought it only applies when they're Goyim, and then ultimately, the Gemara says, Hadar Amar Rava, Lav Milsahi. When they're Ovde Kechavim, there's no marriage. When they convert, there is marriage. So now the Gemara is a Kasha. Really, lois sischatin bam is only when they converted because chasnos is only possible upon conversion. Masar Rabbi Yosef vayischatin Shlomo is bas paro melech Mitzrayim. Shlomo married bas paro. So we see the word chasnos is applicable even where kedushin is not toifes. Says Gemara giure gaire. No, Shlomo converted bas paro. What do you mean Shlomo converted? They did not accept Gerim in the times of David or Solomon. V'haloi kiblu Gerim, loi bimei David, loi bimei Shlomo. They did not accept Gerim, not in the times of David and not in the times of Shlomo. Says the Gemara, Midi hava taima ela l'shulchan melachim. The reason why they did not accept Gerim in times of David and Shlomo is because, you know, when Yadenu Tekifa, when we were in a very powerful position in the times of David and Shlomo, so all the Goyim would jump on our bandwagon because they wanted to participate in the peace and the wealth. So that's why they didn't accept Gerim. But that's not applicable for a princess like Bas Paroi who had royalty and had wealth on her own, so if she converted, she would have been accepted. It says Gemara, Midi hava taima ela l'shulchan melachim. The reason we didn't accept Gerim is because a convert would only convert to take part of the wealth of kings, but that was not applicable for Bas Paroi. Haloi tzrichalev, she didn't need that. Says the Gemara, but still, don't try to say that the Vayeschatein by Shloimai was okay because she converted. There was a different problem. There's another issue that rendered their chasnos not permitted. But typically they have a mitzvah rishana. She was a first generation mitzri. So this is a very difficult question in the Gemara. So what if she's a mitzri? That would just make her marriage usher to Shlomo, but it wouldn't make the marriage not chal. And we were asking, oh, vayischatein Shlomo, we see that by Shlomo HaMelech, it's called marriage even though she was a guy. So the answer is, she was Jewish. Aye, it was usher. Okay, but it's still a marriage. A marriage which is usher is still a chasnos. You don't have a question where the Gemara wanted to say that vayischatein bam is only when they converted, right? The Gemara Rava wanted to say, "Loisischatein bam is only when they converted." And don't ask a question from Shlomo, because Shlomo also she converted. So it was a marriage which was aser. So what? The hamitzvus rishaynahi vichitema hanach azli la'alma v'hani achrininenu. And if you say, "What do you mean?" The daughter of Paro was not a real Egyptian. The Egyptians drowned in the Yam Suf. Remember when Oz Yashir Moshe Asashir? What about the Oz Yashir? Oz Yashir Moshe Ovenei Yisrael. The Egyptians, they drowned. They're dead. And whoever lives in Egypt today, they're pretenders. They're not real Egyptians. They went to the next world. These people live in Egypt. Are others Vahatanya? But we learned
Pare
in Hebrew.
Didn't survive. Pare didn't survive.
Pare, maybe Pare survived, and that everyone today comes from Pare, from one guy. You know. Anyway, Pare survived, but then he went to Nineveh. So, you know, the Egyptians there today. You know, what nation are they from? I think you have a right to assume Meruba da Alma. That they're probably not Egyptian.
I'm sorry, but by Yashir, it's only the ones that chased
Chaisal
into the
Yamsu. So the Achronim say the rest of the Egyptians,
they were killed out too.
They were also killed out in some kind of plague in Egypt proper. So,
yeah, okay.
So good. Vichy Tema, Hanach Azli La'ama Vahani Achronininu, Vahatanya, we learned in the rest of Rabbi Yehuda. Minyamin ger mitzri hayali chaver mitamid Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yehuda said, when I was learning by Rabbi Kiva, I had a friend, Minyamin. He was an Egyptian convert. Amar, he said, ani mitzri rishain. I'm a first generation mitzri. V'nasasi mitzvus rishaina. I'll marry a first generation mitzri, and my son will be second generation. Asi livni mitzvus shnia. So kidei shehe ben bini roi lavi b'kahal. So that my grandson will be third generation, he'll be able to be permitted to the congregation. Now, he was careful to say he's not going to marry his son off to a first generation mitzri, because the grandchild would be reckoned second generation. You go by the whichever parent is earlier on in the chain. In other words, if the father is second generation, the mother is first generation, the child will be second generation. So we see that Egypt is Egypt even today. Says the Gemara, Amra Papa, Anan Mishloimai Leiko Venesav. We're asking from Shlomo that it says by Shlomo that he married, and we're trying to show, oh, we see there's marriage by even before they convert, or even to a mitzri. No. Shlomo lo nasiv midi. Shlomo never got married. Dechsive, it says about him, minagoyim, from the Gentiles, asher amar Hashem, that God said, al b'nei Yisrael, to the Jewish people, lo yisavoyo b'hem, don't come to them, v'him lo yavoyo b'chem, and they shouldn't come to you, Achein, indeed, yatu es levavchem, acharei eloheim, they turned your hearts after their God. Bahem davak shlomo la'ahava, in them Shlomo clung in love. So we see the Pasuk says he just loved them, but he didn't actually marry them. Aye, what do you mean? But the Pasuk says, Vayischatein, elakosha vayischatein. Mitoich ahava yisera sha'ahava, because of the extra excessive love that he loved her, malal vakosuk vayischatein, it's considered as if he married her. So the bottom line is, don't ask, how could Rav say lo yischatein bam applies when they converted, but we see that the Torah uses the lashon of chitun even when the marriage is not permitted, because Shlomo never married them. Vrekti Gemara, Amar Le Ravina L'Ravashi, Ravina said to Ravashi, V'anan Tinan, but we learned in the Mishnah, P'tzuadaka u'krus shavcha mutarim b'giyores u'meshuchreres. P'tzuadaka and a krus shavcha could marry a giyores and a meshuchreres. By the way, any Yisrael can marry a Giyaris and a Meshachreres. It just means they can marry Giyaris and Meshachreres, but they can't marry a regular Yisraelis. But it's Mashna, they can marry Giyaris. Hab and Asina Asiri, they can't marry in a sin. So what does that show? If they can't marry in a sin, why can't they marry in a sin? It must be because they retain Kedusha, Petsuadaka retains Kedusha. Rav Sheshis wanted to say that from the fact that a Petsuadaka is Mutter Benesina, that shows that a Petsuadaka loses its Kedusha. Even though, how could he marry a Nesina, but lo yischatein bam, and lo yischatein is talking about when they converted. So the fact that a Tzodaka can marry a Nesin implies that he loses his Kedusha. But what do you mean? The Mishnah says, Tzodaka can marry Giyaris Mishachreres, Mashma ben Nesina Aser. Amarle, so Ravashi said back to Ravina, Tamech, and according to you, Ema Seifa, Ve'enon Asurin Ela Milavei V'Kahal, they're only Asur to come into the Kahal. That implies Haben Asina Sharu, they could marry Nesin. Ela Mehalek L'mashmina, the Mishnah therefore is inconclusive. We don't have any clear diuk from the Mishnah whether Tzuadaka could or cannot marry a Nesina, and therefore we're sort of still stuck with the question, can a Koyein, who's a Ptsuadaka, marry a Giyaris Meshachreras, and don't try to prove it from a Ptsuadaka marrying a Nesina, because we really don't know, bottom line, what the halacha would be, whether a Ptsuadaka, in fact, could marry a Nesin. Okay, we now come to one of the most celebrated Gemaras in Shas. At least I like to celebrate it. And this is the Gemara about the lineage of Amoni Umayav. Says the Mishnah, Amoni Umayavi Asurim, a male from Amoni Umayav are Asur, v'Yisurin Yisraelam. It's forever. Male whose great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was from Amoin is Asur. Amoni Kvayseim, their females, Mutarais, are permitted miyad immediately. Mitzri ve'edoimi, from Egypt, and Edoim, enim asur me'elad, shalosh adars, is only asur until three generations. Echad zacharim ve'echad nekevois, male and female. In other words, there's no difference between male and female. Till three generations asur, after even, till three generations even female are asur. After three generations, even male are mutter. Reb Shimon mater asur nekevois miyad. Reb Shimon permits the females from Mitzri and Edom, from Mitzrayim and Edom immediately. Amar Reb Shimon, Kava Chaymer Hadvarim, it's a Kava Chaymer. Uma im b'makam sha'asar ha'zacharim isra oilam, if by Amen and Mayav, where the males are asar forever, hitel ha'sanakim smiyad, the females are asar immediately. Makam shalai asar ha'zacharim ela ad shalai shadoiris, a place that they didn't asar the males only up to three generations, namely Mitzri and Adoimi, Enoi Din Shanatars and Akevas Miad, all the more so the female should be mutter immediately. So this was the Kav HaChomer of Reb Shimon. If Amon and Moyav, which are also forever the males, the females are mutter immediately, Edom and Mitzrayim, where the males are only usher for three generations, all the more so, the females should be mutter immediately. To which the Chachamim say, Amru lai im halach and akabel. If this is a tradition, then okay, we'll accept it. V'im ladin, but if you made a kavachomer, yesh tshuva, there's what to ask. You can ask a percha on the kavachomer, we'll see what that percha is. Amar lohem, so Rav Shimon said back, loy, no, ki halacha ani omer. I'm not telling you a kavachomer I made up, I'm telling you a halacha. Says the Holy Gemara, Minani Mili, from where do we know that Amon and Moav, the females, are permitted? Amar Rabbi Yochanan said the Amar Kra. The Pasuk says, this is talking about when the Plishtim went out to war against Klal Yisrael, and Goliath said, what are we fighting a war for? Let's make a deal. I'll go out, you send somebody to conquer me, and if I win, then you're my slaves. If you win, then we're your slaves. And nobody wanted to go attack Goliath. Everyone was afraid, and Goliath mocked them for 30 days. Now, David's father had sent him to go check on his other brothers in the battlefield. And David was so angered by what Goliath said, he said, okay, give me a try. And he took Shaul's armor. When Shaul saw David going toward the Philistine, Omar el Avner Saratzavi, he said to Avner, the general, Ben Mizanar, who's this kid's father? Avner. Vayomer Avner, Chai Navshecha, Melachim Yadati, I swear by your life, king, if I know. He didn't know. Avner said, I don't know who the father is. V'lo Yadale. Shaul didn't know who this kid was. Shaul knew full well who the kid was. V'aksiv, the pasuk says, Vayeha Aveo Ma'oid. He loved him very much. He made him his arm bearers. So Shaul was very well acquainted with this David. By the way, Shaul had a very big interest who this kid was, because he promised whoever conquers Goliath would be his son-in-law. So he's getting a little nervous as David is making an advance toward Goliath. Ela avua kamashal. Shaul wanted to know who's the kid's father. Says more of aviv lo yadale. Shaul didn't know who David's father was, v'haksiv. But the pasuk says, v'ha'ish b'mei Shaul, the man in the days of Shaul, Zakein, he was an elder, ba'ba anoshim, he came with many men, v'amarav, yitema rabbi abba, zeh Yishai, avi David, this is Yishai, the father of David. Shenichnas be'ochlusa, v'yatza be'ochlusa. He entered with a great fanfare, he was always surrounded by Talmidim, and he left with Uchlusa. He always had 600,000 people. So the Gemara is saying that Shaul knew very well who David's father was. He was someone who is Nichnas b'Uchlusa v'Yatz b'Uchlusa. He was a general over 600,000 people. So what's Shaul's question? He knows who David is. He knows who David's father is. Hachi kamar Shaul. This is what Shaul said. Imi peretz asi, imi zerach asi. I know who he is. I know he comes from Yishai. I know he's from Malchus, he's from Yehuda. The question is, which side of the family does he come from? Peretz or Zarach? Imi peretz asi, imi zerach asi. Imi peretz asi, if he comes from Peretz, Malkahavi, this guy's going to be a king one day. Shaul saw in David royal signs, so he wanted to know if he comes from Peretz, he's going to be a king one day. Shehamelech poiretz lasayz darach, a king could breach to make a path, ve'in memachem biyadai, no one protests. Imi zerach asi, if he comes from Zerach, chashiva ba'alma, he'll just be chashiv, meaning Shaul is starting to get a little nervous here. He sees this guy going to war, but he realizes this might be his son-in-law. Moreover, this might be his successor. Now, what signs of royalty did Shaul see in David that he thought, okay, this kid has what it takes to be the king? Says the Gemara, my taima, what signs of royalty did Shaul see in David? Amarle, he said to him, Sha'alale, ask about him. He said to Avner, ask about him, Dichsiv, Vayalbe, Shaul is David Madav. Shaul donned David his garments, but it's not just Madav is like the word Midav, his measurements, Kimidasa, it fit him. So maybe they happen to be the same size. No, Shaul is like the tallest guy around. The pasuk says about Shaul, Mishichmai umala gavayam mikala am, from his shoulder and up, he was taller than anybody else. Meaning, the tallest guy only got up to Shaul's shoulders. So how in the world did Shaul's armor fit David? Shaul's like 2 feet taller than him. So it was a ness. So he realized something's going on with this kid. This kid has a miraculous intervention. Will he be the next king? And now comes, lurking in the darkness of evil, Doeg ha'adoimi, Amarle, Doeg ha'adoimi. Doeg, the Edomite, he said, Ad she'ata mashal alav im hagun hu l'malchus imlav. Before you ask about him, if he's fit for royalty, Sho'al alav im roi lave bekal. Ask about him if he's fit to come into the congregation, imlav. Before you want to know if he's going to be the king, who said he could even marry a kosher Jew? My time, why? What's the problem? The Ka'asim, Rus HaMoaviyah, he comes from Rus. So he's a Moabite. But Amar Le Avner, Avner said, Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Amoni Vlei Amoinis, Mayavi Vlei Mayavis. Says the Gemara, Elamayata. So Doeg said back, what kind of diuk is that? Mamzer v'loy mamzeres? You can only not marry a male mamzer, not a mamzeres? Says the Gemara, mamzer ksiv. It says mamzer, mumzar. Avner said back, mamzer is darshan, a foreign imperfection. That includes male and female. So Doeg asked back, Mitzri v'loy mitzris. You're going to say only a male mitzri and not a mitzris? So Avner said, well, you're right. When the Torah says, Amoini, Mamzer, Mitzri, it should include females as well. It just happens to be that over here there's a compelling svara. Shani hacha, here is different. The Mefarish time of the Kra, the Torah gives an explanation for the Isser, and that explanation does not apply to a female. Time Allah shaloi kidmu eschem balechem uvamayim. It says the reason why they're usher is because they did not advance to greet you with bread and water. And therefore, the liability, the fault, is that they didn't come out to greet you with food and drink. Who is responsible for these overtures? Darko shalish l'kanam, darko shalish l'kanam. It's the darach of a man to advance. It's not the darach of a woman.
Isn't this a raya against Reb Shimon? Why didn't Avner answer that according to Reb Shimon, it is the mitzri v'loy mitzris?
Because that's seemingly only from a kavah chaymer. From Amoini, it's only a kavah chaymer. So, without the kavah chaymer, it's mitzri v'loy mitzris. If you're going to say mitzri v'loy mitzris, it's only because of Amoini v'loy Amoinis. So what do you want? What do you want? Doeg is saying, if you're right, it should be mitzri v'loy mitzris. So you're saying maybe it is? But that would only be from a kavah chaymer, from Amoini v'loy Amoinis. But let's say according to the Chachamim, it's it's mitzri u-mitzris. And even if you say the source of mitzri v'loy mitzris would be a kavachomer from Amaynu Mayav. So the Gemara says, Darko shalish l'kadem, le darko shalish l'kadem. So Doig said, what are you talking about? I understand you don't expect the women to bring the men food, but the women should have brought the women fruit. Ishtik, Avner had nothing to say. Miyad, so immediately, Shaul before said, V'choroi Shaul's W, as he goes, Omer al Avner, Sartzovin, Mizeh Hanar, V'yaramel Shaul, Ata, you ask, Ben Mizeh Ho'elem, who is this youth? So Gemara says, wait a second, a minute ago he called David a Nar. Hasam karle nar, hacha karle elem. Why there he called him a nar, here he calls him a young boy. Hachi ka'amarle. This is what Shaul said to Abner. Halacha nis'alma mimcha. This halacha has been hidden from you. Tsei v'shaal b'beis ha-medrash. Go out and ask in the beis medrash. Now, what's Doeg's beef over here? Why Doeg? What does he have against David? He's doig ha'adoimi. Why is he doig ha'adoimi? Presumably, I think I once saw in the Chida's commentary to Rus, his mother was from Edoim. And we passeled him because la yavoi adoimi v'gam adoimis b'kal Hashem. So he said, yeah, this is hypocrisy. Why, when it comes to my psul, am I Edoimi, my mother is from Edoim, and when it comes to his psul, he is also, he's permitted because Mayavi v'loy Mayavis. So why don't we say Edoimi v'loy Edoimis? That was the particular beef that this Doeg had with David HaMelech. Okay, we'll see what kind of Ian Shir we'll have, when it will be. Be'ezus Hashem, not this coming week, I'll be around Monday and Tuesday. The following week, I'm going to be in London Monday night. So we might have to figure out a way how to do Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. What we might do is do an Amud Sunday morning. So either we'll do Ion Shir Sunday morning and an Amud, or we'll do Ion Shir this Thursday night. We'll see. We'll figure it out. Okay? Thank you, everyone. Have a good night. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.